So we want to know what Democrats in Congress make of this. Fox's Hillary Vaughn just spoke to several of them, and she joins us tonight. Hillary, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Tucker. Well, we've been talking to lawmakers on Capitol Hill all day, trying to ask the question if they support people protesting outside Supreme Court justices' homes, interrupting church, or if they think these protesters should be prosecuted for breaking federal laws in place that ban that behavior. Bottom line, you don't condemn it. You think that these protesters should continue to be outside Supreme Court justices' homes and interrupt church.
I get interrupted and protested all the time. I welcome it in many ways, as long as it's not, you know, violent rhetoric, talking about, you know, physical harm and all those kind of things. I think it's just really important to understand that that happens. We're in public service.
This Supreme Court said back then protesters should be able to get right in people's faces. Now, they are erecting barriers to try to keep protesters as far away from themselves as possible. I think that's fundamentally wrong.
So do you think that these protesters should be prosecuted for breaking federal law?
What is the federal law? I'm sorry.
It's U.S. Code 1507. It prevents picketing or parading in or near a building, housing a court of the United States, or in or near a building or residence occupied or used by such judge. Do you think they should be prosecuted for breaking federal law?
The Supreme Court itself has heard this argument, and they have themselves said it is protected by the First Amendment.
So, Tucker, even though there are these laws in place, as you heard there, preventing protesters from going to judges' doorsteps, trying to influence their decision, from interrupting church services, a lot of these Democrats that we talked to are not budging and not backing away from supporting this law-breaking behavior. Tucker?
Hillary Vaughn, thanks for doing that.